Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Millions of people are packing up.
You'll have plenty of company on the roads this long holiday weekend.
An insurrectionist is headed to prison.
This is the longest sentence issued in any U.S. Capitol riot case.
Still no deal on debt, but
we're making progress.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Traffic is already building as millions of Americans hit the road this Memorial Day weekend.
I'm Jim Crisula on Interstate 77 in Bluefield, West Virginia. Even though average gas prices are down $1 a gallon from last Memorial Day weekend, many are still grumbling about gas prices as they hit the road.
It's just crazy. People can't afford it.
Can't afford the fuel. Just can't afford it right now.
You know, I really don't give it much thought. It is what it is. What am I going to do?
More than 42 million Americans are expected to travel by car, train, plane, or bus this holiday weekend. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Bluefield, West Virginia.
Airports are expected to be a little busier, too, but most people say they plan to skip that chaos and the pricier airfare. A federal judge has sentenced the founder of the Oath Keepers to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy for January 6. CBS's Scott McFarlane is in Washington.
Stuart Rhodes tried to ask for leniency today, tried to make an argument, but much of it was a politically charged invective against the Biden administration about what Stuart Rhodes characterizes the radical left, and a defense of his actions, his group, and a remorseless statement that did not land with the judge.
The clock is ticking closer to default as debt negotiations continue.
The president says negotiators are making progress, and as House members head to their districts for the Memorial Day weekend, Mr. Biden says he's optimistic he will reach an agreement with the speaker in time.
I put forward a proposal that will cut spending by more than $1 trillion that freezes spending for the next 2 years.
But Mr. Biden's proposal may not be enough for Republicans who don't see a spending freeze as a cut. They've demanded spending reductions. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Lawmakers in Texas have recommended impeaching Attorney General Ken Paxton over years of alleged misconduct. Investigators detailed half a dozen criminal offenses, from securities fraud to abuse and official oppression. The probe started after Paxton suggested using state funds to settle a whistleblower lawsuit back in March. Johns Hopkins University got a surprise speaker at graduation today. President Volodymyr Zelensky live streamed a commencement speech from Ukraine.
You have to know exactly why you need today and how you want your tomorrows to look like.
Now this.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden praised his pick for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, who'd be just the second black man to hold that position.
And while General Brown is a proud butt-kicking American airman, first and always, he's also been an operational leader in the Joint Force. He gained respect across every service from those who have seen him in action and have come to depend on his judgment.
If confirmed, Brown would replace General Mark Milley in the fall. Mr. Biden will also welcome the NCAA champion LSU women's basketball team tomorrow at the White House. First Lady Jill Biden got some backlash last month when she invited Iowa too, even though they lost. Coldplay honored Tina Turner and dedicated their show to her last night in Barcelona. Lizzo did the same in Phoenix. Turner died yesterday at 83. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The Atlantic hurricane season is expected to be near normal this year. NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad explains.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
Hurricane season officially kicks off June 1st. It seems Americans are getting older faster. New figures show the number of people age 65 or older ballooned by more than a third from 2010. Demographer William Frey.
Some of it is better health care. A lot of it is just all those babies in the baby boom are now moving into retirement age.
Sam Smith is apologizing to fans after unexpectedly canceling their concert last night in the UK. They only sang 4 songs before cutting the show short. Today on Instagram, Smith explained they suffered a vocal cord injury.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Everyone shops a lot on Amazon, but this is ridiculous.
It's very frustrating.
Liz Geltman tells CBS News affiliate WUSA that one day she came home to find 14 Amazon boxes on her doorstep from distribution centers around the country.
It was 2 rows almost up to the covering the door.
She doesn't know the intended recipient.
Addressed to somebody named Ming Zhang Quan.
She called Amazon numerous times trying to get them to come pick up the boxes, but the company said she could just keep them.
And they won't take it back on their trucks either.
After WUSA contacted Amazon, the company said it will ask the seller to stop delivering their merchandise to Geltman.
It hurts my soul to just throw things out.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Virgin Galactic finished a final test today to take people on quick trips to space. Tickets will cost about $500,000. And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.